from the Department of, oh, hey, I've been looking for that. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. I recorded this last fall on a video shoot in Austin. Now, due to the nature of the shoot, I was not permitted to use any of the footage at the time. And then I was allowed to use it, but then I got busy with other episodes. Well, anyway, here it is. The following is an interview with Captain Nancy Martin Baylitz. She's a 20-plus year employee and an absolute joy to be around. I began by asking what it's like working in a non-traditional work environment. In essence, what it's like to be a woman pilot.
I don't consider myself a woman pilot. I consider myself a pilot. And that's how you have to go about it. And we're not any different. We all have the same job description. So I just try to do the best I can do every day as a pilot and as a coworker, as an employee, as a friend. Fun, you know, emphasis on safety. All the things you need to do as a pilot.
Now, a lot of pilots come up through the military and learn to fly there. Or you can go through the civilian route. Which way did you go?
I went the civilian route. I wanted to be an airline pilot and get my seniority number here as quickly as possible. When I graduated from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, if I would have entered into the military, they wanted a 9 to 10 year commitment. Well, I knew that if I went the civilian route, because I was already flight instructing in school, if I went the civilian route and flew cargo and flew small aircraft, that I could build my flight time in less than half that time. So I flew at least 100 hours a month and built up the time in about 4.5 years versus 10 years, and that's why I was able to become a Southwest Airlines pilot at such a young age.
I was on a flight one time, had both pilots were women and all three flight attendants were men, and it's the only one I've ever been on that way.
I've had that. I've had all women where there's a 2-woman pilot and 3 women flight attendants, so passengers were joking, saying, oh, it's, you know, an unmanned aircraft, but, you know, it is... I've had passengers get off, you know, I've had people say, well, golly, the pilot never talked to us. They never gave us one update. Because if they hear me on the PA, they, if it's ever critical, if it's a safety issue, i.e. we want them to stay seated for some possible bumpy air, I let them know this is the captain speaking. Other than that, I just try to make them feel welcome and feel comfortable and keep them updated. And I did have a story about my favorite passenger, a great passenger. This passenger carries a logbook, a pilot logbook. I had him on my flight at another airline over 20 years ago, and then as a new first officer, he was on my flight and he keeps a pilot log of every flight of every airline he ever goes on and has a pilot sign it with the flight time, the type of aircraft, everything. And he brings it with him and he hands it to the crew, and the crew takes it to the pilots, and pilots from American and US Air and America West and Southwest were in there the most by far, right? And the Southwest pilots tend to have the best sense of humor, and they would have the best sayings, and you go through this page by page of all these flights he's taken over the years. Well, he was on my flight at Southwest Airlines almost 20 years ago, and then just a few months ago, he's on my flight again. And he's the cutest. He's an elder gentleman with a suit and tie, always treats our passengers with respect. He's darling.
And you've been active in Adopt-A-Pilot.
Oh, I'm so proud of our Adopt-A-Pilot program. I really am. It's a huge attribute to Southwest Airlines. We have hundreds of our pilots every year talk with students, spend all these time on days, 1 to 4 days on their time off, and mentor these children, encourage the children, teach them a bit about aerodynamics, teach them about the airline industry, teach them some mathematics, some navigation. It's very fun. And it's very good for the little girls, for those girls to see that they can do anything they want if they set their goals and do that. And we've touched the lives of thousands. Every year, thousands of children get this exposure, and it's great for them.
How long have you done it?
Since the inception of Adopt-A-Pilot for the last 10 years. And prior to that, I talked to schools even off besides Adopt-A-Pilot, but prior to that, I talked to some schools with the marketing department and various situations where younger kids, older kids, talk to my daughter's preschool every year, I've gone to high schools, junior highs, elementary schools.
If by chance anyone knows of the passenger that Nancy was speaking about, please contact me at Red Belly Radio, it's all one word, at WMCO.com. That's Whiskey Nancy Charlie Oscar. I would love to interview him and see if he would share a few pages of his flight log, or I guess I should call it his flog, with us. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Captain Nancy has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.